I'd like to dedicate this episode to Sparky Baby. I love you so much, and you actually got a little shout out at the beginning of this episode. You were the best dog a gal could ever have, and I hope you're doing great up there and chilling, and I don't know, whatever dogs do in heaven. I hope you're like living your best life.
Hit that button.
We're recording.
Welcome back.
What's popping, everybody?
You know, Mentali, why do I work 40 hours a week?
I don't know. No, that's the thing. Like, we don't have a choice to participate in capitalism, so we're forced to. Like, ideally, I would just like to just do fun stuff all the time and, like, read and do podcasts, but...
I don't want to be an adult anymore. I just want to take naps.
I want a refund. This is not what I thought it would be. Not even close.
My dog is like ancient and he just sleeps like 90% of the day. And I just feel like I want to come back as like a furry friend. Like if there's a second life after this, like I just want to, but I want to be like a dog who's like adopted into like a really, or a cat. Cats are fun. In like a really like lovely, loving family. And I just get to eat whatever I want and live my best life and just hang out and take naps and not pay rent. But yeah, that's why we were gone last week. We were just, you know, it was a rough week. But we had to kind of like revamp our schedule. So you'll probably start getting podcasts on Wednesdays versus Saturdays. So that means you can listen to us during your commutes during the week if you're being forced to go back into an office. Although I listen to podcasts in my home while I work sometimes. So...
yeah, I'll listen to them, like, driving around, like, doing errands if I'm, like, sick of listening to music or, like, doing dishes. Like, I remember you mentioned that, like, her first 100K. Like, I literally started listening to her podcast, like, the other day, and it's really good.
Isn't she incredible?
She's incredible.
What is her name?
Tori something.
Tori. That's her name. Tori Dunham, I think, is her full name.
Yeah, like, if you want to learn how to, like, be better with money, like, I am, like, I followed her on Instagram. I also followed, like, the Financial Diet, which is, like, kind of cool. It's all a little girl bossy because, like, it's mostly white women in that, mm-hmm. like, sphere. But it's just, like, they're still women. Like, one day they'll be – I know there's a book, like, called, like, How to Get Good with Money, and I'm pretty sure it's written by a black woman. I have to find it. But it's definitely on my, like, list of books to read. So we're getting there, people. Personal finance.
Also, one of the things I like about Tori is, like, something she mentioned was, like, a lot of – or that white man who's, like, really famous in the financial community, like, he was like, your credit score doesn't matter. And he was like, do you realize how that, like, disenfranchises black – that's what she said. She was like, do you realize how much that disenfranchises black and brown people to just say that their credit scores don't matter? Like, you're a fucking idiot. She doesn't like him. I can't remember his name either, but that's not the point.
That doesn't matter.
The point is, it's very interesting that we're talking about financial wealth because today's episode is about financial wealth.
Billionaires should not exist. That is the title of this episode.
Fucking billionaires, you know?
Yeah. So basically, our pursuit of wealth is like, not the kind of pursuit of wealth where it's like, I want to become a billionaire. I want to be like Kylie Jenner. It's not like that at all because there are different obstacles that we're fighting that like some of these billionaires probably never ever have even thought of, like the racial wealth gap, like pay inequality, like the pay gap is still a thing. Like it's always been a thing. Like it's literally only gotten worse. Or I mean, it's better now than it probably was like a few generations ago, but it's still shit. And yeah, like, I want to be a billionaire, maybe millionaire, hopefully one day, you know, millionaire is okay. I'll let y'all live. But like billionaire, absolutely not.
I don't think a lot of people realize the difference between owning $1 million and owning $1 billion. And I also think, like, we, like, it's exactly what you're saying. We participate in capitalism because we have to. And this idea of chasing the wealth of becoming a millionaire is so we're not stuck in poverty for the rest of our lives. And also, like, you know, if you want to have children or you want to support other members of your family and your community, like, you have to build generational wealth. That's just the bottom line. I think capitalism is gross and disgusting, but unfortunately, we're all forced to participate in it. Whether you think it's a good system or not, until we, you know, burn it all down. I'm waiting. But in the meantime, yeah, I don't think people really realize the difference between, like, $1 million and $1 billion. Like, $1 million, like, what, I think it's like 1,000 times more $1 billion is, or something like that. It's like ridiculous, the math.
Yeah, that's a billion. I was reading some article about why billionaires shouldn't exist, and it was like, no one can reasonably spend $1 billion. Like, what usually happens with that money is it's invested, and then, or it's like divided up in like assets, equity, investments, and then that just gets invested again, or it like increased. Like, it's in $1 billion is only going to create more and more money. And like, I'm pretty sure there are people who are on track to become the next trillionaire. Meanwhile, like, there's like homelessness. There are people who don't have access to clean water. And this is all in the US. Like, people don't have access to clean water. People don't have access to computers or Wi-Fi at school. Like, I just don't understand how these things can coexist. And like, I know there's always that argument of like, oh, they worked hard. Like, why is it their job to alleviate all these world issues? And it's like, I get it. But also, who else is going to do it?
You don't become a billionaire by luck. Like, entirely. You become a billionaire by exploit, like, there's no way to become a billionaire without exploiting other people. By not paying your employees enough, by literally hoarding your wealth and putting it in places where other people can't find it. I just think, like, this idea of like, we're not responsible to take care of one another, like, is a really disgusting part of human nature. But it's like, it's something I think, and especially in American culture, we see, like, just this idea of, even I shouldn't have to wear a mask because I don't believe in COVID, right? Like, it's like, we live in a very individualist society. And I think that translates into money. And it's always people who, like, aren't making that much money that want to, like, defend billionaires and their wealth. I just think that part's absolutely wild. And I think it's because, like, America perpetuates this American dream that's a pipe dream. Like, you are going to be able to one day secure $1 billion if you just work hard enough. That's what they tell people in these positions where they're literally being exploited. Like, the federal minimum wage is $7.50. What did you say the statistic was?
Yeah, so in the UK, basically, you would have to work, I don't know what is the UK minimum wage? Okay, so it's like £8.72, which is like similar in dollars. And so this article from The Guardian that I was reading said that you would have to work just over 1,101 lifetimes at the UK minimum wage to make $1 billion. And Jeff Bezos has a net worth of 178 times that. So 1,101 times 178, like, that's fucking ridiculous. Like, your working does not create value or does not create wealth. Like, the what creates wealth is like equity, assets, putting your money into something that compounds and increases over time. That is what wealth is. Like, you can't work to become wealthy. Like, it's literally called, it's profiting off of the backs of others. It's absolutely ridiculous how people think they can become billionaires, because the people who do become billionaires either are super lucky. Like, Bill Gates was super, super, super lucky, because I was reading this book called The Psychology of Money, and like, he talks about how Bill Gates came up. Like, I'm literally live 20 minutes away from him. Like, he literally lives 20 minutes away from where I am right now. Like, Microsoft was made in Seattle. Like, I'm very familiar with his come up. And so this book was talking about how he went to Lakeside School. So the school district that I'm in, this area of Washington, is the most, one of the most wealthy areas of Washington. And so he was probably in one of the wealthiest school districts, which is either Lake Washington School District, which is where I went, or Bellevue School District, which is also one of the richest school districts. He was able to get access to a computer when he was in high school, And somehow, and so him and his friends would, his two friends would like play around on the computer like super late after school. And like they had access to a computer, so they were able to learn about this new trend of like the internet and software and all this stuff. But it's like, we were talking about this earlier, like what happened if that computer wasn't available in a low-income public school in Detroit, right? Like, it's all about, like, and he literally said, like, if there weren't no Lakeside School, there would be no Microsoft. So it's literally about luck. Like, and the guy who wrote the book, I forget his name, like, he talks about how one of Bill Gates's close friends, who would have been like the third founder of Microsoft, he died in like a freak accident. Like, it's literally luck, but he literally would have been like a million, multimillionaire, billionaire along with Bill Gates. But it's like chance that this stuff happens. And so I really think that this whole attitude, it's like, if you work hard, you can achieve anything. Like, you, like, the only way you're going to get wealthy is by exploitation and getting access to resources, like investing, like normal people usually don't have access to or the education to pursue.
Right. It's like luck, but it's also like privilege. Mm-hmm. Right. I think that's exactly right. Like, Black people in low income, you know, this was back when computers were really fucking expensive. I mean, they are expensive now, but you get what I'm saying, like really expensive. And the idea of the internet was so like new and exciting. Like, Black people didn't have access to that, and they didn't have access to computers for years after. And some Black people still don't have access to computers in public schools. I think, like, yes, it's luck in terms of like being able to kind of have the opportunity to create something, but it's also definitely this aspect of privilege. And I think, you know, Bill Gates's platform that he's kind of like created, I think like this idea of ethical capitalism just like does not fucking exist. It just like, it can't exist without exploitation and passive income, and again, like hiding your money in offshore bank accounts and doing things where people cannot literally touch you. So I think this idea that like Bill Gates is a good person is just like not true. But he's able to kind of like, I think, put this like agenda that he's like a good person, and also that like billionaires can, you know, help the world, because he like has the Bill Gates Foundation, and he always talks about like how he's giving back and all this bullshit. And it's just like, that's exactly what it is. It's bullshit. Because the bottom line is like, it's the fact that like you're still a billionaire, you're not giving up enough of your money. I'm sorry, you're not. Because there's no reason that a billionaire should exist.
And like, donations for the rich are literally just tax write-offs. Like, they don't have to pay taxes mm-hmm. on that income. But also, the reason they're able to get that rich in the first place is because they're not paying taxes the same way we are. Like, there's tax cuts for the rich. They pay less in taxes, and taxes impact low-income working class people like myself way more than they would impact Jeff Bezos, mm-hmm. Amazon, Bill Gates. Like, of course they're able to make that much money because they're holding their money in offshore accounts where they don't have to pay taxes, to income taxes, federal income taxes, Social Security, Medicaid, all these things we're paying into every paycheck, and they just don't have that obstacle. And you know why? It's because mm-hmm. money gets you access to a better life. It truly does. Money gives mm-hmm. you access to things that normal people don't have access to. And it's gatekeeping, and it's marginalization, and it's literally like economic segregation. Like, philanthropy is literally just like a game for rich people so that they can continue to like exploit. It's literally like, well, it cancels out because I'm donating, but I'm also mm-hmm. like making my Amazon workers poop in buckets during their shift. There's an article from The Verge where you could read about that. They're mm-hmm. pissing and shitting in buckets because they don't have enough time on their breaks, and it's not reasonable. Like, they don't give them enough reasonable time to go to the bathroom, so they just go in the truck. So, and like, I don't think, like, I don't understand why the blame is being put on consumers of Amazon versus like Amazon, you know?
Mm-hmm. 100%. And that's the thing, is like, Amazon provides a convenient service for people who don't have, I mean, like, yeah, I didn't have transportation for the last 2 years. Amazon was my friend. Uh-huh. Okay, I hated it. I hated the fact that I was participating in making Jeff Bezos richer, but the bottom line is I didn't have a way to get toothpaste on a regular basis. So if I need toothpaste and I know it's going to be here in 2 days, why would I not use Amazon? But that's not really the issue. It's the issue is Jeff Bezos makes like $1 billion every hour or something ridiculous like that. Something wild. Some $1 million every hour or something. It doesn't really matter. My point is, why are your workers getting paid $15 an hour, which is also still not enough to afford it being 30% of your rent? Like $15 is not even enough. I think the minimum wage, if we were to have kept track with inflation, would be $25 an hour.
Yeah.
And that's just like survival, you know? I think that the bottom line is you have thousands of employees and some of them are on fucking food, like Walmart too, on fucking food stamps and Medicaid. I heard that when you apply for a job at Walmart, part of your, like when you're going through training, is filling out paperwork for you to get Medicaid and food stamps. Why? How, why is that a part of your job training? This idea that like we already know that you're not going to be making enough money, so we're going to help you out by making sure the government subsidizes the payments that we should just be making. We should just be paying you enough and providing you with health insurance, or you know, we could just make health insurance free. The moral of the story is it's just unreasonable. Like, it's just absolutely unreasonable the fact that like billionaires are able to hoard so much of the world's resources by just existing. Do you think Jeff Bezos does anything for Amazon anymore? No, he just sits there and collects a check. There, he's hired other people to do the work that. So he doesn't have to. He literally is just sitting on his ass, and every
Yeah.
time he sneezes, he's making fucking money. Like, not even just like, you know, a couple dollars here and there, the way some of us who are invested in, you know, we have a share of one stock of whatever. Like, he's making thousands and thousands, if not millions of dollars, like every hour. It's ridiculous.
And like I was having this conversation with my dad and my brother because like they look up to all these men and like they know men as in these billionaires like on the Forbes list and like they're talking about you know they want to make that much money, they want to be rich. Who doesn't want to be rich? But it's like the re we're having a conversation about why I think billionaires shouldn't exist, and I said I was basically saying what you were saying, like he's sitting in meetings, like how does that constitute making 100,000 per whatever? Like I sit in meetings. And you know what I get paid?
All the
Literally,
time.
I get paid after taxes. My income is probably like 40 something, 40,000 something, you know? And I'm also sitting in meetings. I'm also doing a lot of work, and this is remote work, and it pays better than like working in like retail or like any service industry. And I completely understand why people don't want to go back to fucking work right now. Like the way that customers treat service workers, like I couldn't wait to get out of retail. And you know what? They should be getting paid a lot fucking more because they deal with a lot more bullshit than I do sitting at my computer 8 hours a day, 5 days a week.
I'm contracted out. So I'm an independent contractor, based on the income I make, which means like I'm responsible for putting away money for my own taxes. And every beautiful check that I get, I have to put 30% away to pay to the government every month. Why is it that Amazon hasn't paid taxes? I think in the last like 3, maybe even 5 years, Amazon has not paid a cent in business taxes. But every time I get a check, as someone who's making less than $100,000 a year, less than $75,000 a year, really, I have to put $1,000 away every single time I get a check. You know, whatever. Like, I just feel like, and I've done the math too. It's like after it's all said and done, the reason why I'm working two jobs is to like literally make nothing in comparison to what Jeff Bezos makes. Nothing in comparison to what Mark Zuckerberg makes. Like, it's just wild. I also read the statistic that millennials, we are, I don't know if I'm a millennial or a Gen Z, to be quite terribly honest. I'm a 1997 baby, so like I'm like right on the cusp,
You're Gen Z.
technically,
Gen Z.
but like I don't know. I don't
Millennial starts at like
it
96, but
does.
like identity-wise, I definitely feel like a millennial, but like technically I'm Gen X.
You mean Gen Z?
Or yeah, sorry, Gen X is our parents, my bad.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't identify with the TikTok children though. Anyway, not the point. Millennials hold 4.8% of all of the wealth. I think it's, I don't, can't remember if it's in the world or in the United States. Not completely sure about that. But 4.8% and 2% of that 4.8% belongs to fucking Mark Zuckerberg. Like, this idea that, like, he owns almost half of an entire generation's wealth right now. Not to mention that, like, we're the highest. Are we? I don't know. I don't know if I'm millennial. Not the point. Millennials are the highest educated group in America because baby boomers and Gen X told them that they needed to be as educated as humanly possible. And yet they hold the lowest amount of generational wealth in history. Like, it just makes absolutely no sense. And at this age gap, I believe the statistic is like 9% is what our parents owned at this in wealth at the time. And baby boomers owned 21%. And that also just goes to show you that these older generations, like, literally fucked us over in policy to the point where, like, we're not even able to, like, afford or take care of ourselves. It's just, I'm so fucking disgusted. And I think that's why, like, Gen Z kids are so, like, jaded. Like, what's the point of life? What's the point of any of this? We're gonna get wiped out by climate change anyway. Sometimes I'm like, why do I need a retirement account? Can you tell me why I need a retirement account? For what? We ain't gonna be here by the time it's time for me to retire. And I'm really supposed to work 40 hours a week for the rest of my life till about what? 55 if I retire early? Like, fuck this. I don't know. Mitali, I'm not built for this. I talked about this in the capitalism episode. I'm not built for this. I just want to take naps.
Literally, the only reason I'm doing, like, my 401k that I get from work is, like, because it's matching. Like, it's free money. Like, you know, I'm not going to say no to that. But, like, that's the thing. Like, I don't even want to think that far ahead. I don't even want to think 10 years ahead because I probably can't afford it, you know? And that's fucking sad. Like, the Gen X and baby boomer generation, like, they look at us being poor and they're like, well, then just go to school. Okay, now I'm in student loan debt. Well, I worked hard to pay off my loans. You should too. Okay, but why are my loans 3 times, 4 times, 5 times as much as yours? Well, you know, inflation, the quality of the education is better, blah, blah, blah. So I have to go in debt to make more money. What?
What kind of ass backwards? And it's crazy because, like, when you're like 17 or 18, you just don't even think about it that way. Like, you just, you listen to what people are telling you, like, you need to go to college, you need to make this money. And we look down on kids who, like, go to community college and save their money for the first 2 years of their life. Like, I don't know. I just feel like this idea that literally our parents and our grandparents worked through college and didn't have any loans, any student debt, because they paid their way by working a job while they were in college. I was working 2 jobs, sometimes even 3 jobs while I was a student at Chapman. And I'm in at least $25,000 in debt. But I don't know if I'm ever paying it back, to be honest. I mean, Joe Biden took it off his budget plan. Maybe I should just take it off of mine. I don't know.
My student loans do not want to be perceived. They don't exist. Also, if you leave the country, creditors can't come after you. So
that's true. It's in God's hands now, if he exists. I don't know.
Canada looking real good right now for me. You know, you know, insulin isn't $450 every time you go to pick it up. You know, it's looking real good. And that's a really easy solution. Like, I even have the money to just uproot my life and leave, you know. Like, that's the whole thing. Like, all these, like, hicks in middle America are like, well, just fucking leave. We don't even want you here anyway. It's like, you think I can afford, can you afford that? Then why are you telling me to leave?
I'm literally like, okay, fine.
I'm working on it. Okay. It can't be instant, but I would like to not be hate crimed while I'm working on it. Okay. Like, it's literally ridiculous. This whole idea of, like, people, I'm going to say it's men.
Yeah.
Men look at these billionaires and they're like, that's what I'm going to have, like, even a fraction of what they have. And it's like, sweetie, you're closer to becoming bankrupt than you ever will be to being a billionaire. Like, it's the sad truth. Like, I'm looking at this list on Forbes, real-time billionaires, and they've listed like the richest people in the world, and it's like it's mostly men, and there's a few women scattered around, and like they're white women, they're Asian women, and like I'm pretty sure I scrolled down to like the top 145 billionaires, and like not a single black or Latino person. It's all Asians and white people, because who makes the most money? Asians and white people.
So many Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. Like, and I think that's where it really goes back to luck, right? Like, this idea that we're all going to become rich, because who doesn't think about like having financial freedom? Like, who doesn't dream about being in a position where they don't have to worry about money anymore? All of us, all of us. I don't know a single person who's like, I'm cool with living paycheck to paycheck for the rest of my life. But that's the thing is, like, again, that's how capitalism works. It's like, let's just pit all of us against each other and scrap our ways to the top, however deemed possible, however deemed necessary, and then we blame poor people for being poor.
And that's like the saddest thing I feel like about just like the past year and like electing Joe Biden and stuff. It's like, I'm gonna be honest, like I was pretty hopeless like during the entirety of the Trump presidency, but there was a little bit of hope when Joe Biden got elected. Like there was hope because I was like, okay, there has to be something better than this. And then like you were saying earlier, like within the first whatever days of his presidency, like he'd bombed Syria. Yes, he did a lot for vaccines, which I'm grateful for, but it's like he pretty much went back on almost everything he said. Like with all the George Floyd stuff that was happening last year and the BLM stuff, like we've actually just increased police funding, which so we've actually made the problem worse. Like, and it's sad because like I saw it as like a way out. I saw it as like, okay, well, he's even my parents were like, he's gonna forgive some loans. He's gonna forgive some loans. He's gonna forgive student loans. Like, it's gonna be better. And he's done jack shit. And my parents were like surprised and heartbroken. And that's the thing. Like, I've gotten to the point where it's just like, I have no faith in the government that they're gonna make anything better. So like, I have taken up investing. I'm trying to fucking learn about it. And it's so gatekept and male dominated. And they literally don't want you to know how to do it so they can keep you out of the game. And that's how these billionaires and these multimillionaires function. Like Elon Musk, like tanking the crypto market, that affects real people's real lives. But for him, it's just sending a tweet, playing a game, and they're playing games with our lives. Like that's what the government is doing. That's what these billionaires are doing. Like the government cares more about their billionaire friends than they ever did about you.
I was very adamant about not voting for Joe Biden. I literally wrote a whole article about it that got published in Zora. And I was low key, like, shamed into doing it. I feel responsible for all of the people whose lives have been fucked over since he's been in office. Like, and the thing is we're back to a point where, like, nobody cares. Because, like, it's like, we did it. Like, we got the asshole out of office. But, like, now we just have a different asshole who pretends not to be an asshole. I think this will, we're gonna have to do this why we're not Democrats episode. I think all of this kind of leads into that. But I definitely think like billionaires should not exist. And this idea that like our society is so capable of creating them and has no intention of stopping them, it's just like disgusting. And I don't know. I'm hoping that one day we overthrow it all. I don't want to be fucked for the rest of my life. You know, you're right about leaving the country. I mean, I don't know. Fuck billionaires.
Fuck them.
I guess that's my long story short. Fuck them.
They should not exist and they need to redistribute their wealth.
Period.
Period. That's all. That's all we got. Go follow her first 100K if you want to learn about personal finance. Not that, that holds any weight against these humongous systems of oppression, but it's, we all got to start somewhere and we're making it work for us, until we can overthrow this shit.
And it's definitely, like I said, a lot of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. And the bottom line is you have to be able to have spare wealth in order to invest and do all those things that you need to do. Like some of us are just like worried about paying for our next meal.
Exactly.
But it never helps to try to like become more financially literate. And maybe one day I'll stop working two jobs and I can just take a nap.
All right. See you next time, bitches.
Next week, for sure.